right, Mike Todd, Recovery First Podcast. I'm your host. I appreciate everybody that listens to this. I hope it helps you. This is our recovery share. It's just sometimes a 5 to 10 minute share about recovery or about things going on in the recovery community or whatever it may be, advocacy. And actually, this share is really going to be about advocacy. And what I want to kind of share about is, and I'm going to call this syringe exchange and safe injection sites. Oh my man, what a controversial subject. What a controversial thing to talk about, having syringe exchange and safe injection sites, and to be actually treating substance use disorder as an actual healthcare issue instead of a criminal justice issue. We've been treating mental illness and substance use disorder with the criminal justice system for years. Years. It hasn't worked, folks. It just hasn't. The war on drugs is an absolute failure, a flop. It hasn't worked and it isn't going to work. So here's the thing. I have seen some posts, especially around the Myrtle Beach area, where they've actually, I think it was WMBF News that had a post, a news article about a safe injection site. And I went to look at the responses, and I really had to think and wonder, did anybody even read the article? Did anybody even read the article? Has anybody even thought to investigate and look at these methods? To actually look into places that are actually doing this and finding success in doing these things. I'll say this, and it's really, really, really hard to see things from two totally different places and understand things. And I think that's the really tough thing when it comes to safe injection sites. And if you don't know what a safe injection site is, it's a place where people can go who use drugs, be given clean syringes. There are nurses there. There are counselors there. In many cases, such as I think there's one, I forgot what country it is, but they actually on site have detox and treatment, and you know, you can actually like check right into detox, check right into treatment right there if you decide to. Okay. And then they've had many overdose reversals, because obviously all of this is supervised. Does it make sense to somebody who doesn't understand substance use disorder, is not in recovery from, it doesn't even make sense to some people in recovery. Some of the things that were being said were just incredible. You know, why should we give syringes to junkies? We should be able to give, you know, free syringes, you know, to people with diabetes, and all these things, just these knee-jerk reactions, just these kind of knee-jerk remarks, and really, really not understanding the facts. And I think the way to really understand this is this. I'll give you an example. My brother is a paramedic. Now, I don't know what it's like to be a paramedic every day. I have no earthly idea. I don't. I couldn't imagine. I don't see how he does it. What I will tell you is sometimes my brother may say some things to me that involve his job because he is in the trenches every day. There's a car crash. There's a motorcycle wreck. You know, he's in Myrtle Beach. Somebody jumps from, you know, four stories or is drunk, whatever it may be. He's the first one there. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I don't know what that's like. I can't even begin to tell you what that's like. And so he may say some things about his job that I just don't understand. Same thing with a doctor. The same thing with a soldier, military personnel. You know, they may say some things and some things that make sense to them that do not make sense to me. I couldn't fathom it. So I want to say this. The majority of people who are in the trenches and helping people with substance use disorder, I'm talking about certified peer support specialists, CPSSs, I'm talking about therapists, I'm speaking about counselors, people who have been to school for these things, doctors, medical personnel that deal in the trenches, folks that actually go out here and try to meet drug users with dignity because, by gosh, nobody's talked to them for years. You know, these people will tell you when you talk to them that syringe exchange and that supervised injection sites work. They work. And I know just like when you first think about it, like you just don't understand it. When you talk to the normal person on the street, it just doesn't make sense. But to us, it makes sense. Because people are five times more likely to seek treatment when they are met with these methods. It's just a fact. The data, everything is there. We will even turn around and as conservative Republicans and say and just because we just don't understand it. We're enabling people and we're helping them get high. Now, I understand conservative Republicans to care about how their money's being spent. And yet it cost $100,000 to treat someone, roughly $100,000 to treat someone for HIV, and upwards to $200,000 for Hep C. And yet we turn around and we let people pick up dirty needles and spread these diseases all over the place. With South Carolina being one of the highest percentages in HIV transmission. Folks, we are paying for that. This is a revolving door. So it may not make sense as someone who goes to work and sells cars or goes to work and just works behind a computer and just goes day in and day out. Like, I don't know what goes on with your job. I don't. And you don't know what goes on with our jobs. And the point is that we know. And it's time that we start listening to people who are in the trenches, who do this day in and day out, that they be involved and be at the table when decisions are being made so that we can educate. It wouldn't make any sense in the world to have a subject that doctors need it to be at, and we brought in Indian chiefs. It makes no sense whatsoever what's going on. We've got to start being at the table and being, and we are the experts. We are the experts. I don't know how to cut down trees, but I know people who are experts at cutting down trees. Had a guy look at my tree, a tree of mine in the backyard the other day, and he said he was going to do it this way and that way and the other. It didn't make any sense to me. I'm like, well, in my mind, if you do that, it's going to fall on the house. But to him, it made total sense, and he knew exactly where that tree was going to fall. Folks, get out of the way. Get out of the way. And let's start treating substance use disorder for the treatable and preventable disease that it is. Mike Todd, Recovery First Podcast. Keep tuning in. This is Mike Todd with the South Carolina Recovery Housing Association. I would like to thank Challenges, Inc., the Recovery Advocacy Project, and the Clinton Foundation for helping us get naloxone to all recovery houses in South Carolina.